Something in the air I breathe dash chokes dash that this survey would be trashed or burned out of existence dash too close to the truth comfort zone, and pointers are given, you can't handle the truth. The doctor of most recent clinic session visit March 30, 2022, 2:30 p.m. dash Dr. Richard Conga, spelled, D-O-C-T-O-R-R-I-C-H-A-R-D-K-A-N-G-A-H-N-P-I, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfix to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at-reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. 1255379681, license number A55122, Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated, Highland, California 9234-2608, phone 909-864-1006, fax 909-864-1625. With my mother Veronica and Driscoll there also, knowing that I'm attempting to bring forward into view what has happened to me, I am a targeted individual of gang stalking, research here, that is what I was going to retrieve dash the doctors are unable to be willful enable they force a disable of disability across the chest, boom boom, big brute, bully dash patient cannot speak the truth and have that truth permanent into a conversation, making it real, there is no true care here dash it is all smoke and mirrors, this one is a bit different. My last assigned HIV doctor fucked it up so bad dash he deserves his URL label for what he did dash both are acting as untouchable. Why? Oxymoron. Do you agree or disagree? I will be copying this survey into this email. Each segment, do you agree with my statement or disagree dash if you disagree, dash can you provide the evidence that convinces the survey that I am not truthful? You can't. So, in the end of this dash I will be rexting, dash the threat. Dash like I am calling the IRS on you, for you were causing an unsafe condition and in a community member's life dash intentionally. Weblink document URL, http://realagentive.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/. Image.gif. Image.gif. Dr. Richard Conga, spelled, D-O-C-T-O-R-R-I-C-H-A-R-D-K-A-N-G-A-H-N-P-I, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfix to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at-reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. 1255379681, license number A55122, Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated, Highland, California 9234-2608, phone 909-864-1006, fax 909-864-1625. So far the only photo reference I found online, image.gif. Transcript, to my best ability dash correct me if I wrong sir, when he said dash pause, dash it is finished dash. Everything that you will ever need, was accomplished under the cross. Everything that you will ever need in your life, was bought for and paid, with the life and blood of Jesus Christ. Weblink document URL, http://realagentive.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-inc/dr-richard-kanga/. I plan to place a folder into your name, to which is the communion. I could not find your exact reference sir-I found something I know the materials. The Power of the Blood of Jesus, What You Need to Know. Posted by Carolina Pipe, July 17, 2020. Pipe Faith Pipe 10. Image.gif. I can't believe I'm writing this, but sadly it's true. People have forgotten about the power of the blood of Jesus. You do not hear people preaching about it anymore. Only a few do it. How could something so important to us Christians be ignored? We have replaced the message of the powerful blood of Jesus with feel-good, empty sermons. The devil must be behind all this. He doesn't want people to know about the blood that defeated him in Calvary and rendered him powerless. He wants to keep Christians like you the same way, powerless and defeated. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelations 12:11. I'm sorry to say this, but if your pastor does not preach about the blood of Jesus, then you need to find a new church. We are living in hard times, and you do not need to waste time with goofy sermons. You need the truth and the power of the gospel. Why is the blood of Jesus important? For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. 1 Peter 1:18-19. It was the blood of Jesus that paid for your sin. It paid for the sin of the whole world. His blood washed away the sin that tainted your life and kept you separated from God and on your way to hell. I love this quote from Charles Spurgeon: morality may keep you out of jail, but it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to keep you out of hell. Charles Spurgeon. The Bible tells us that the payment for sin is death. That was the payment that you had to pay. But Jesus came, and with his precious blood, paid the price so you and I can be saved. Now our future is brighter. Now we are called the children of God, and instead of hell, we can be sure that heaven is our home. Understanding the power of the blood of Jesus. Image.gif. 1. The blood of Jesus was not ordinary. If Jesus' parents would have been Mary and Joseph, then his blood would have been normal human blood just like yours. But that was not the case with Jesus, because Joseph was not his dad. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke 1:35-9. Jesus' blood not only had the human side of his mother Mary, but also had the power of his Father God. Jesus did not have an earthly father. God and man became one in the womb of Virgin Mary. Reinhard Bonnke. That is the secret of the power of the blood of Jesus. Just one drop of his blood was powerful enough to pay the price for the entire human race. In Leviticus 17:11 it was established that the life of the flesh was in the blood, and only the blood can make atonement, reparation, for the soul. That is why a lamb's blood was used as an atonement for sin. I don't think there are enough lambs in the world that will pay the price of the whole human race. That was just a temporary fix. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29 NKJV. Jesus was the Lamb that God provided. He was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. His blood was not ordinary, it was holy and powerful to pay for the sin of the entire human race, past, present and future. 2. The blood of Jesus has the power to wash away all sin. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. The evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, one of my favorites, gave this example about the blood of Jesus, and I think it perfectly describes the power of the blood. "I am here with all of you, knowing I am demanding an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. How to plead the blood of Jesus for deliverance and protection." Weblink document URL, https://www.bible-knowledge.com/blood-of-jesus-ho. February 23, 2021, I will show you exactly how to plead the blood, what to plead it on, things that you can plead it against and how often to get God's maximum. -18. What is your primary reason for visiting the site today? I have a different reason for visiting. 18.1. Please describe your reason for visiting this site today. Something in the air I breathe chokes that this survey would be trashed or burned out of existence too close to the truth comfort zone, and pointers are given. You can't handle the truth. The doctor of most recent clinic session visit March 30, 2022, 2:30 p.m. Dr. Richard Conga, spelled DOCTORRICHARDKANGAHNPI, national provider identifier. the national provider, in disguise. Identifier as a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfix to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. 1255537961, license number A55122, Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated, Island, California 9234-2608, phone 909-864-1006, fax 909-864-1625. With my mother Veronica and Driscoll there also, knowing that I'm attempting to bring forward into view what has happened to me, I am a targeted individual of gang stalking, research here, that is what I was going to retrieve - the doctors are unable to be willful enable they force a disable of disability across the chest, boom boom, big brute, bully - patient cannot speak the truth and have that truth permanent into a conversation, making it real. There is no true care here - it is all smoke and mirrors, this one is a bit different, my last assigned HIV doctor fucked it up so bad - he deserves his URL label for what he did - both are acting as untouchable. Why? 19, asterisk what is your primary role in visiting the site today? I have a different role. 19.1, please describe your role in visiting this site today as patient that identifies as a targeted individual of gang stalking for more than 16 plus years. The research from April 6, 2020 on NIH relates that out of the 50 narratives researched, none of the narratives report the gang stalking is terminated. One of the reports says their term of stalking is 22 years. Mine is 16 years, and as I have demonstrated in one of the other narratives, gang stalking travels around with you - no matter where one might attempt to relocate, never to escape. Do you think that is fair? How does being HIV on treatment to extend my life with gang stalking never ending, don't you see that as a statement holding suicide as a plausible escape from a forever more cruel condition - no one seems to be able to activate the research in the repository. A person of authority needs to dust it and brighten the pages from its being placed intentionally shelved - just to save face and not to actualize action, the intention here, you're all fraud and fakes. 20, asterisk were you able to accomplish what you came to do today? No. 20.2, what information were you seeking that you were unable to find? Notable to share information on your site in a North Channel and to healthcare providers so easy. If the doctors have some kind of trust issues with documents that patients bring into their practice make the transit authoritative they must, required / undeclinable, apply into their brain but then again, the research is strictly only therefore to save face, the evidence mounting, and still the online conspiracy continues the active standing and no one can open one single word into active reasoning and active policy change discussions fucked up human bullcrap. Waste of research and digital processing, where the end game is death, the placing of those digital storage bits and bytes or fillers of pounds sign blood computing technology active or purposefully inactive that kills humans. Pound sign blood computing is a value of CPU cycles how many have been killed and more to go before you all acknowledge the fucking truth to a public deliverance? Zero characters remaining. 22, asterisk how do you primarily plan to use the information found on this site today? I have a different use not listed. 22.1, please describe how you plan to use the information found on this site. I explained that, moral agency tells me that I can never stop attempting to bring forward this to remedy, every action of bit-by-bit processing to this effort is your fault for carrying on a fraud that the government actually cares - documents in your active gather dust. When the idea behind that is not even possible - why there is no tool to share the NIH.gov. National Institutes of Health documents like other sites have such interlaced tools - you all suck the fucking life force out of any possible practical excuse to not maintain upward progression that standard that in of itself proves your guilt, no matter WHO what YOR how these words are put into your view - I keep them, knowing I am holding almost every single word I have ever written - into and onto the surface web and Google searches and matches, if I only knew that I was not being content suppressed, only I get my own search results. I know that at least trickle move out to like archive.org, Wayback Machine, fuck you all haters. Image.gif. Image.gif. Customer satisfaction survey. Please answer the following questions before submitting the survey. Required questions are denoted by an asterisk. 1. Asterisk. Please rate the options available for navigating this site. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 5. 2. Asterisk. Please rate how well the site layout helps you find what you need. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 7. 3. Asterisk. Please rate the consistency of speed from page to page on this site. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. Don't know. 4. Asterisk. Please rate how completely the page content loads on this site. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 6. 5. Asterisk. Please rate how understandable this site's information is. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 7. 6. Asterisk. Please rate how well the site's information provides answers to your questions. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 1. 7. Asterisk. Please rate the ability to narrow choices to find the information you are looking for on this site. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 3. 8. Asterisk. Please rate how well the features on the site help you find the information you need. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 3. 9. Asterisk. Please rate the balance of graphics and text on this site. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 1, 0. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 7. 10. Asterisk. Please rate the readability of the pages on this site. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 1 equals poor, excellent equals 10. 7. 11. Chimes. What is your overall satisfaction with this site? 1 equals very dissatisfied. Very satisfied equals 10. 1 equals very dissatisfied. Very satisfied equals 10. 1. 12. Chimes. How well does this site meet your expectations? 1 equals falls short exceeds equals 10. 1 equals falls short exceeds equals 10. 1. 13. Chimes. How does this site compare to your idea of an ideal website? 1 equals not very close. Every close equals 10. 1 equals not very close. Very close equals 10. 7. 14. Chimes. How likely are you to use NIH.gov minus National Institutes of Health as your primary resource for obtaining health information? 1 equals very unlikely. Library likely equals 10. 1 equals very unlikely. Very likely equals 10. 7. 15. Chimes. How likely are you to recommend NIH.gov minus National Institutes of Health to someone else? 1 equals very unlikely. Library likely equals 10. 1 equals very unlikely. Very likely equals 10. 5. 16. Asterisk. How likely are you to return to NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health in the future? 1 equals very unlikely. Library likely equals 10. 1 equals very unlikely. Very likely equals 10. 10. 17. Asterisk. How often do you visit this site? Weekly. 18. Asterisk. What is your primary reason for visiting the site today? I have a different reason for visiting. 18.1. Please describe your reason for visiting this site today. Something in the air I breathe dash chokes dash that this survey would be trashed or burned out of existence dash too close to the truth comfort zone. And pointers are given. You can't handle the truth. The doctor of most recent clinic session visit March 30th, 2022. 2:30 p.m. dash Dr. Richard Kanga, spelled DOCTORRICHARDKANGAHNPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counter fixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. 1, 2, 5, 5, 3, 7, 9, 6, 8, 1, license number A55122, Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated, Highland, California 9234-2608, phone 909-864-1006, fax 909-864-1625. With my mother Veronica and Driscoll there also, knowing that I'm attempting to bring forward into view what has happened to me, I am a targeted individual of gang stalking, research here, that is what I was going to retrieve dash the doctors are unable to be willful enable they force a disable of disability across the chest, boom boom, big brute, bully dash patient cannot speak the truth and have that truth permanent into a conversation, making it real, there is no true care here dash it is all smoke and mirrors, this one is a bit different. My last assigned HIV doctor fucked it up so bad dash he deserves his URL label for what he did dash both are acting as untouchable. Why? 19, asterisk what is your primary role in visiting the site today? I have a different role. 19.1, please describe your role in visiting this site today as patient that identifies as a targeted individual of gang stalking for more than 16 plus years. The research from April 6, 2020 on NIH relates that out of the 50 narratives researched, none of the narratives report the gang stalking is terminated. One of the reports says their term of stalking is 22 years. Mine is 16 years, and as I have demonstrated in one of the other narratives, gang stalking travels around with you dash no matter where one might attempt to relocate, never to escape. Do you think that is fair? How does being HIV on treatment to extend my life with gang stalking never ending, don't you see that as a statement holding suicide as a plausible escape from a forevermore cruel condition dash no one seems to be able to activate the research in the repository, a person of authority needs to dust it and brighten the pages from its being placed intentionally shelved dash just to save face and not to actualize action, the intention here, you're all fraud and fakes. 20, asterisk were you able to accomplish what you came to do today? No. 20.2, what information were you seeking that you were unable to find? Notable to share information on your site in a North channel and to healthcare providers so easy. If the doctors have some kind of trust issues with documents that patients bring into their practice make the transit authoritative they must, required slash undeclinable, apply into their brain but then again, the research is strictly only therefore to save face, the evidence mounting, and still the online conspiracy continues the active standing and no one can open one single word into active reasoning and active policy change discussions fucked up human bullcrap. Waste of research and digital processing where the end game is death the placing of those digital storage bits and bytes are fillers of pound-sign blood computing technology active or purposefully inactive that kills humans. Pound-sign blood computing is a value of CPU cycles how many have been killed and more to go before you all acknowledge the fucking truth to a public deliverance? Zero characters remaining. 21, asterisk how did you primarily look for information on the site today? Search feature. 21.1, asterisk please tell us about your experience with the site search feature today. Please select all that apply. I had an issue with the search feature not listed. 22, asterisk how do you primarily plan to use the information found on this site today? I have a different use not listed. 22.1, please describe how you plan to use the information found on this site. I explained that, moral agency tells me that I can never stop attempting to bring forward this to remedy, every action of bit-by-bit processing to this effort is your fault for carrying on a fraud that the government actually cares dash documents in your active gather dust. When the idea behind that is not even possible dash why there is no tool to share the NIH.gov. National Institutes of Health documents like other sites have such interlaced tools dash you all suck the fucking life force out of any possible practical excuse to not maintain upward progression that standard that in of itself proves your guilt no matter who what why or how these words are put into your view dash I keep them knowing I am holding almost every single word I have ever written dash into and onto the surface web and Google searches and matches if I only knew that I was not being content suppressed only I get my own search results I know that at least trickle move out to like archive.org, Wayback Machine, fuck you all haters. 23, asterisk are you interested in viewing information on NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health in a different language? No, I only need information in English. 24, how can NIH improve its information on the web? Lost text, thank you for taking our survey dash and for helping us serve you better. We appreciate your input. Copyright 2022 all rights reserved. OMB control number 1090-0008. Powered by Variant Experience Cloud. Information submitted. Submitted values are, name, James Martin Driscoll. City. San Bernardino, State, California. Zip code 92405. Phone 909-882-8759. Email jmdriskill@grewup.net. Date of service 03/23/2022. Date of birth 09/01/1965. Reason for contact. Lab test results. Please provide a detailed question or comment. For your information, this is only the second time that I have had an active portal account and used it after getting my blood drawn. The first time, it seemed to be instant results more or less the next day or so. I went into the San Bernardino, California LabCorp without an appointment. That was on March 23, 2022. I confirmed this date because I took a lift from my home. Anyway, the doctor told me once I got my blood drawn, call for an appointment. So I did that. The appointment is set for tomorrow, March 30th, at 2:30 p.m. I logged on this morning of the day before, and there does not seem to be a record of my test or that I have anything pending or showing as test results. That makes this perhaps an oopsie-daisy moment. This will be only the second time I have met in a medical session with this doctor. I have an extreme issue that I am attempting to find a resolution and remedy for that has been very problematic since March of 2019. My plan group's admin is Prospect Medical Group / Upland Medical Group with a Humana Healthcare plan. I am an open book when it comes to documenting these matters of an extreme disservice by healthcare providers. Really serious. Yesterday, March 27th, I talked with Sharon at Prospect Medical Group. 855-696-6596. She commented about my name change on my phone. Martin Hauser, she had called here to schedule my annual in-home preventative health screen test. My needs are very, very, very dire in view of how seriously what has happened to me so far has never been addressed or reconciled to a resolution. I am here demanding from everyone a complete 180-degree turnaround to address the pink elephant in the room. From the correction of agency from every single interface and this, can you please forward this contact correspondence so I can have a very specific assigned case manager that can be taken into view posted across social media and YouTube is this pound sign tagging? Pound sign have untreatable. I have not had a trustworthy access to HIV care since March of 2019 when my then doctor at Borrego Health terminated my care for no justifiable reason. Not a single healthcare provider is willing to have this open to a discussion, and I am literally and actually dying of HIV when I should not be. Human no longer breathing death dying. With what I know is possible to the interfering elements of my life. That goes all of the ways back to 2005, the opening of violations to my privacy and perhaps blacklisting my care throughout my city regional area is perhaps an issue. The doctor when I returned back to my hometown in July of 2017 has a name. Dr. Christopher Eric Berger. Employer, San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health. Until this is straightened out, I am using the AtDiscs tool which is featured as a commenting tool attached to the provider's NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counter fixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at-reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. Record. That site is weblink document URL, http://npi, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counter fixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at-reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. No.com. I am dead serious. I told Sharon at Prospect Medical Group of her following forward her agenda on my care will not occur prior to this committed intervention and change of course, dash to address these in some kind of proper understandings here. Courses of address. ../, a named case manager with / real name, license, and NPI, national provider identifier. The national provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, administrative simplification standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfix to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. Number. ../, my full detailed medical records be audited dash transaction by transaction since I arrived back in my hometown in July of 2017. I am not setting a new direction and burying what has happened in my case under the rug. When I called, Sharon commented on my caller ID name. I told Sharon, yes, I have to even consider it a true legal name change if I cannot get this straightened upage number. My medical records are completely twisted and screwed up. Everywhere I have turned to so far going on 5 years now, I get absolutely zero responses for my efforts to reconcile and realty audit this and to rebalance. Dash. Perform a Google quoted search by now, I demand an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. This goes out to my medical providers. Every single person must remain professional, and what that means in this view? @ reality audit must commence in mad imperative to make in course correction to obtain reliable and adequate care to save my life. The main patient side of journal must be mad inclusive on the part of my healthcare providers, dash I demand this, dash now, dash. Weblink document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/. Noteworthy. Weblink document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/disability-rights-ca.org/. Weblink document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/disability-rights-ca.org/email/. This page has a spoken voice text narrative interface. Weblink document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/disability-rights-ca.org/. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Document, is it real _ I claim you all are frauds. The Cromobon. Prove me wrong.html. Yes, this is the United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Weblink document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov. United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Documentary proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the ../ social contract has failed. No ghosting. / Weblink document URL, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-lawmatters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Documentary proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /email/. For law enforcement considerations, web link document URL, http://realitya.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police, instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Documentary proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. /email/mail-laws-of-treason. Assure action, matters of national security, to the United States Department of Justice _Office of Justice Programs.html. These are very very serious matters and I expect only complete professionalism on your part and I am expecting this to the level standard of excellence. Thank you kindly ladies and sirs for your undeclinable involvement here. James Martin Driscoll. 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino, California, 92405. 34 degrees 09 single quote 03.5 north 117 degrees 18 single quote 40.3 west. Google Maps identified as at grewup.net, PC building website headquarters. School. Sign up to receive testing updates and other relevant messages from LabCorp page number. Yes. Submitted on 03292022. Image.gif. This e-mail and any attachments may contain confidential information, including protected health information, and is meant to be viewed solely by the intended recipient. If you are not the intended recipient, any use or disclosure of this information is strictly prohibited. You are requested to delete this e-mail and any attachments and notify the sender immediately. Does anyone know what an oxymoronic question is? Let us define oxymoronic. Oxymoron. Noun. oxmedel.ymedel.momedel.runpipe/_ake-c-more_n-sa-. Plural oxymorons, or less commonly oxymora_ake-c-more-schwa-sa-. Definition of oxymoron. A combination of contradictory or incongruous words, such as cruel kindness, broadly, something such as a concept that is made up of contradictory or incongruous elements. A patient here reflecting one patient portal to another, what the fuck is this? An action we call blocking was immediately processed after the DM post was queried to me. In middle.conmiddle.groomiddle.is. Adjective. Adjective. Incongruous. Meaning, not in harmony or keeping with the surroundings or other aspects of something. The duffel coat looked incongruous with the black dress she wore underneath. Similar words and topics. Out of place. Out of keeping. Inappropriate. Unsuitable. Unsuited. Not in harmony. Discordant. Dissonant. Conflicting. Clashing. Jarring. Wrong. At odds. In opposition. Contrary. Contradictory. Irreconcilable. Strange. Odd. Absurd. Bizarre. Off-key. Extraneous. Like a fish out of water. Sticking/standing out a mile. Disconsonant. Ill-matched. Ill-assorted. Mismatched. Unharmonious. Inconsistent. Incompatible. Different. Dissimilar. Contrasting. Disparate. Discrepant. Opposite. Appropriate. Harmonious. On Twitter, this is reflecting something sinister. The text message in this email is real, not faked in DM. Image.gif. Weblink document URL, https://twitter.com/messages/13640128-1111386576. Cario. At GoCario. We offer the only cloud-based and complete medical technology platform purpose-built to meet the unique needs of independent practices. Pound sign GoCario. 10.3k following. 11.9k followers. Joined April 2010. Hello there, are you able to let us know what concerns you are trying to overcome with Cario? Thanks. Cario. December 27, 2021, 9:55 a.m. You can no longer send messages to this person. Learn more. The answer already holding, blocking. Not the first channel blocked, by the way. Immediately after making this statement, crude and cruel way to taunt me. Obvious, no, I am not able to, because you disabled my ability to communicate with you. Intentionally creating an oxymoronic message to jab a knife of craziness saying to me dash. They are untouchable. A concept of disability inclusion from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Obviously is not going to impact anyone to do the right thing. I have the notion and is written documentation on the topics involved if that kind of attitude is widespread to be common, not just a few bad apples. The term they use is mainstream. Yes, that is factors true. A mainstream attitude allowed them to carry with impunity to violate my rights, and basically, they acted in ways above the law that does not make them accountable or the law enforcement not weighty pressed upon them to induce any reason to need adaptive change. Stalemate. A lose-lose situation. Actually defined as a wicked problem, following a completely different rule set to allowance pretty much anything can be put. The means that changes this stalemate, breakage damages and other various results from violence or justice as solutions at the reach of someone willing to stand head on a challenge this, dash I offer no manifesto of my work creation here dash all my word and effort I do, is bringing up the forms of our wisdom and guidance we seem to want to desire to just abandon and forget, dash. We are not as a collective that grown dash up for sure. There we are much more room for progression upward to know. There's nothing here worth knowing. We are actually on the wrong path for quite a while. Something wicked, wicked. That ideal that is glowing in words written, is not a good thing to hold against a patient on any kind of patient portal. On this issue, April 1, 2022, this is not a joke of any kind. LabCorp, you are not going to show yourself also to be a part of that illness of satanic forces, dash are you? The haters have done fucked it up. I have no trust that you can indeed do it right. Because you have already failed a trust test, there's something wicked here dash you only know, I know what I know, and what I do now the passing moment know, I say so. I know you know exactly what I am talking about here. You know basically what you read, comes across in the metaphor of statements. The shit has hit the fan, and yes it has hit the fan, it stinks really bad. I am aware of the process to which the HHS staff of the role of Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy is under the Director's command of. At timothy.noonan@hhs.gov. Weblink document URL, https://www.ipajournal.com/timothy-noonan-named-deputy-director-for-health-information-privacy-at-office-civil-rights/. Timothy Noonan named Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy at Office for Civil Rights. Home, HIPAA Compliance News. Timothy Noonan named Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy at Office for Civil Rights. Posted by HIPAA Journal on November 27, 2019. The Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, OCR, has named Timothy Noonan Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy. The role of the Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy is to lead the Health Information Privacy Division of the Office for Civil Rights, oversee OCR's National Health Information Privacy Policy and Outreach Activities, and administer and enforce the HIPAA privacy, security, and breach notification rules and the confidentiality provisions of the Patient Safety Rule. Dash. That notion is oxymoronic that Timothy Noonan represents the best interest of patients when he ruled against me and in favor of a rule that is illegally being waged against me of the definition color of law against my rights. That my complaint has no jurisdiction, in view, I filed for violation of civil rights into the HHS process and what happened? No jurisdiction? For what still remains a violation of my First Amendment rights? No jurisdiction? For not applying a CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, The Divided States of America Absolute. Sourced file document interview called Disability Inclusion. Oxymoronic again, the presence of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters. Of course, the Divided States of America Absolute. Document disability inclusion affixed with this letter makes it a complete conflicted oxy. Bullshit, top to bottom, a system bound up by haters. Every single person in the medical industry who has taken the Hippocratic Oath in this nation is morally responsible to fix this collectively. This is a matter more widely known, perhaps the control is that you all don't know that, and only think is a microcosm perspective. And it is a microcosm perspective that I know holds my need to defend this country against its enemies. I know my moral agency, my moral obligation, my moral standing, my moral proclivity, my moral truth. To know these people are holding jobs that they have a public intent to not honor that oath of office, with great intention to cause harm to our county's citizens. The nullification of the role to which their status is saying is nullified, they don't have that standing. And failure to arrest is then again a failure to honor the oath - therefore, the condition applies - peaceful solution is not possible. Therefore, one must use the rule applied. When it can be proven that the pound-sign-societal contract has failed, and it is proven it has failed. Not to be oxymoronic, the United States is not mentioned in this global consideration ideal of PC building. I am indeed a PC builder and the network that I hold is for peace. - Weblink document URL, https://www.accord.org/blog/social-contract-only-option-for-peace/. PC building blog. Social contract only option for peace. In this post, Mr. Okumu examines the importance of ensuring that the United Nations PC Building Commission, PBC, respects a social contract where engagement with civil society is put at the forefront of their conduct. Following 10 years of work, the United Nations, UN, PC Building Commission, PBC, is beginning a much-needed makeover. It is, therefore, time to consider not so much how it has done its work, but what has informed this work. In an increasingly volatile and violent world, the review is long overdue. 10 years ago we were concerned about external actors like Al-Qaeda, while internally the World Development Report told us to focus on internally driven conflicts. Today we have external actors several times more powerful than Al-Qaeda, with a motive that has shifted from conquering Western ideologies to conquering nations. The boundaries of internal conflicts have become blurred, with no clarity whether those in Afghanistan, Central African Republic, Libya and Yemen are internal or driven by multiple actors across several countries. These are issues which are rarely written about and discussed, but which are largely relegated to footnotes in the PBC's work. Social contract. One of the glaring anomalies in the work of the PBC is its scant reference to the very reason for its existence, people. There is a lot of reference to states and countries, even to conflict and conflict prevention. But these words have no meaning if they do not respond to, or are not informed by the needs of societies. Without their permission, there can be no state, country or government, no matter how much attempts are made to prop up these institutions or boundaries. Increasingly, we are beginning to appreciate that any institution exists for and on behalf of its people. While it is important to ensure that state and government institutions are strong, this strength is based on a basic assumption that there is legitimacy from the people. And this is the heart of a social contract. It is not about elections, nor is it about effective governance or development. A social contract is about recognizing that a government holds office and trust on behalf of the people. Citizens, not the government, decide how and in what way they would like to be governed. The PBC has placed great emphasis on credible and effective institutions, but it has failed to translate this into a strong social contract agenda where the leaders do not have greater power than that resting in society, no agenda other than that of the public, and no politics that do not address issues of sharing of resources and obligations to citizens at local and national level. At the heart of a social contract is a much misused phrase, legitimate state. The PBC spends considerable resources engaging with what they call legitimate governments. But in many cases this legitimacy is not clearly defined by society, and is often linked to one-off processes, key among them being elite bargains, elections, or some internationally defined parameters. This is what happened in Burundi. Elite bargains pitting individuals from one society against another is unsustainable for use in a multi-ethnic society as a social contract ultimately requires that the entire society becomes part of one large bargaining process. The results of elite bargains are well-known, in the best case scenario it buys time for a social contract to emerge out of some spaces. But, to a large extent, It alienates sections of society and legitimizes violence as a tool to gain a seat at the bargaining table. A state can only be legitimate if the society says so, and the PBC will need to find ways in which every government it engages is firmly rooted in society, not just the majority or, in worst cases, the elite within that society. South Sudan is an interesting case in this regard. It's surprising how the country was allowed to consider itself legitimate on account of a majority ballot decision, when it is well known that two ethnic groups from that society have the numerical power to win every election over the next 100 years. If the PBC is to move forward, it must begin to redefine the parameters for legitimacy, and who sets them. Not even the New Deal agreement, signed by almost all the members of the PBC, have accepted that legitimacy derives from and is vested in society. But there is a bigger issue that may need consideration. How do we define society within the context of PC building and state building? The conflict in Kar has its roots in society. But that society is spread across many territories. From Chad to the Democratic Republic of the Congo to France, societal interests in many PBC countries means that very often the people we send to address conflicts in those societies are themselves part of the conflict. We need to make the bold move and define society in much broader context than national boundaries. Ethiopia, Kenya and Somalia all have sections of their societies that identify as one, but are considered different by the various governments. West Africa has large sections of society that are primarily one people, from a single ethnic group, but national boundaries seek to separate them into dispersed sections. The regional approach taken by states was a good first step. What is needed now is to extend it to societies. Ultimately, PC building begins and ends with a social contract. We can pursue many options, and indeed they can hold the country for a while, but, as we saw during the Ebola crisis, where there is no social contract, society quickly turns against the state, however strong or celebrated it may have become. This is the heart of PC building. This is the default that we are already standing the massive mischievous marvel of molding muck. When exactly will the people stand up and terminate this peacefully or not peacefully? Either way, the choice of how to justify reason this as a remedy is written and provided here for anyone to consider themselves in a free agency to act, any and all citizens to act morally and act against the enemy of our country. The laws of nature. The state of nature that Hobbes describes is so disturbing that it gives us strong motivation to want to rise above that condition if possible. None of us wants to die violently. We all want decent living conditions. We also carry hopes that we can improve our living conditions through work. But we cannot fulfill any of these desires until we achieve peace, and Hobbes next describes what we need to do to secure such peace. This part of his discussion is influenced by natural law theory, particularly the version developed by Dutch philosopher Hugo Grotius, 1583-1635. In his work The Law of War and Peace, 1625, Grotius argues that there are fixed moral laws of nature that are binding on everyone worldwide. Further, according to Grotius, we set up governing bodies to ensure that we follow these moral mandates of natural law and thus live peacefully. Hobbes not only follows Grotius's basic solution to securing peace but also adopts the language of natural law theory. For Hobbes, then, we get out of the state of nature by following the laws of nature. Hobbes lists 15 distinct laws of nature that facilitate ending conflict and securing peace, the first three of which are the most important. He describes the first law of nature as this: every man ought to endeavor peace, as far as he has hope of obtaining it, and when he cannot obtain it, that he may seek and use all helps and advantages of war. Leviathan, 14. This first law of nature tells us that we should seek peace, but that we should defend ourselves if we cannot achieve it. The binding nature of this law is clear: we all wish to survive, and peace is the best way to do this. When peace fails, however, we need to defend ourselves. Image.gif. By all means we can permission of what? What is the meaning of all means? To understand, we need the definition of means, the Britannica dictionary. Mean. One mean slash me, and slash verb. Means. Meant slash im open ent slash. Meaning. Britannica dictionary definition of mean. 1. Not used in progressive tenses, plus object, to have a particular meaning. What does this word mean in English? Equals what is meant in English by this word? The word meant one thing in Shakespeare's day, but it means something else now. The abbreviation US means equals stands for United States. 2. Not used in progressive tenses, plus object, to want or intend to express a particular idea or meaning. I meant what I said. Equals I was sincere when I said it. What was meant by the poet? Don't distort what she meant by taking her words out of context. 3. plus object, to have something in your mind as a purpose or goal. Just what do you mean by coming into my room without knocking? Equals what is your reason for coming into my room without knocking? She says she didn't mean anything by what she did. She didn't mean you any harm. Equals she meant no harm to you. Equals she did not intend to cause any harm to you, often followed by to plus verb. He didn't mean equals intend to do any harm. She means to win. I keep meaning to visit you, I just never seem to get around to it. He says he never meant to hurt her. 4. Not used in progressive tenses. A. To plan for or want someone or something to do or to be something. Often pluses. His comment was meant equals intended as a joke. Often followed by to plus verb. We meant her to come with us. She meant her remarks to be funny. What you said hurt his feelings. Well, I meant it too. Chiefly US, plus for. We meant for her to come with us. B. Plus object, to want something that you control, provide, or have made to be used for a particular purpose or by a particular person, often plus for. I meant equals intended the flowers for you, not for your sister. The book was meant for children, but it is popular with adults too. His criticism is meant for all of us. Often followed by to plus verb. They meant the book to be a present. Sometimes pluses. They meant the book as a present. 5. Not used in progressive tenses, plus object, to make a statement to or about someone. Hey, you. I'm sorry, do you mean me? Equals are you talking to me? Some people here are too bossy. Do you mean me? Equals are you referring to me? 6. Not used in progressive tenses, plus object, A. To indicate or show something that is going to happen. Those clouds mean rain. Equals those clouds mean that it's going to rain. When he gets that angry look in his eyes, you know it means trouble. Equals you know that there will be trouble. B. To cause or result in something. The bad weather could mean further delays. C. To involve or require something as a necessary part. Becoming a concert pianist means practicing a lot. Equals if you're going to become a concert pianist you have to practice a lot. I'll get the work done today even if it means staying late. 7. Not used in progressive tenses, plus object, used to say or ask how important something is to someone, usually plus 2. How much does your health mean to you? Equals how important is your health to you? It means a lot to me to know that you believe me. I believe you. Thank you. You don't know how much that means to me. I mean informal. 1. Used to emphasize a statement. He has to stop drinking. I mean, he's going to kill himself if he keeps it up. Each number he throws, I mean, really hard. 2. Used to correct the previous statement. We met in Toronto, I mean Montreal. 3. Used when you were unsure of what to say or how to say it. I'm not mad. It's just that, I mean, I think you've been acting a little selfishly. Know what it means. To understand what it is like to do or be something. I know what it means to be poor. Usually used in negative statements. You don't know what it means to be truly alone. Sometimes used in an exaggerated way to make a forceful statement. I don't know what it means to surrender. Equals I will never surrender. Mean business. See business. Meant for someone informal. Perfectly suited for someone. You were meant for me and I was meant for you. I'm not surprised that they have such a happy marriage. I always knew that they were meant for each other. See also 1 mean for B above meant to best slash do something. 1. Intended to do or be something. I was never meant to teach. They knew as soon as they met that they were meant to be together. I thought we could be friends, but I guess it just wasn't meant to be. Equals it was not destined to happen. 2. British, supposed to be or do something. The buses are meant equals expected to arrive every 15 minutes. Brighton is meant to be very beautiful at this time of year. Equals people say that Brighton is very beautiful at this time of year. Meanwhile, to want to do good or helpful things, to have good intentions. He means well, but he is not really helping anyone. See also well dash meaning. To mean slash me, and slash adjective. Meaner. Meanest. Britannica Dictionary definition of mean. Also more mean. Most mean. 1. Somewhat informal. A. Not kind to people, cruel or harsh. My boss is a mean and nasty old man who treats everyone badly. The mean stepmother in the fairy tale. Why are you being so mean to me? Equals why are you treating me so harshly? Plus more examples. B. Chiefly US, very dangerous, vicious. A mean dog. 2. chiefly British, not liking to spend money, stingy, cheap. He's a mean man who never gives presents to anyone. He's very mean with his money. 3. Old-fashioned plus literary, of poor quality or status. Mean city streets. Living in mean circumstances. 4. Chiefly U.S., informal, excellent or impressive. He plays a mean trumpet. Equals he's a mean trumpet player. Equals he plays the trumpet very well. An athlete who describes himself as a lean, mean scoring machine. We wanted our business to be lean and mean. Equals to be efficient and successful. No mean informal. Used to say that something is good or impressive. A tennis player of no mean ability equals a very good tennis player. Getting the project done on time will be no mean feat. Equals will be a difficult and impressive accomplishment. Compare 3 mean. Meanly slash me, nly slash adverb. Behaving slash living meanly. A meanly ambitious man. Meanness slash me, nn schwa slash noun, non count, the meanness of her character. Meanness of spirit. 3 mean slash me, n slash adjective. Britannica Dictionary definition of mean. Always used before a noun. Occurring exactly between the highest and lowest number, average. The mean temperature. Compare to mean. 4 mean slash me, n slash noun. Plural means. Britannica Dictionary definition of mean. Count 1. 1 average 1. Take all these temperatures and calculate a slash find their mean. 2. A middle point between two things. Trying to find a golden mean between doing too little and doing too much. See also means much much more dash. Do you want to get drowned in the topic that in the complexity of understanding for 5 hours for the use or misuse of this one single word? There are a few of these in English. The word is 1-2, President Clinton used this now famous dash using both. Chatterbox. Bill Clinton and the meaning of is, it depends on what the meaning of the word is. September 13, 1989, 14 p.m. The meaning of mean. Of what we mean or how we mean or how mean we say what we mean or what we meant to say and all of the various in and out of excuses for not meaning or not walking the talk of what we are doing. We do what we say we mean or we don't. The root basis for the next class of adaptive adjectives in language and English speech carries intent, manipulation, lies, and hypocrisy. That is true dash the meaning of is here as meaning of is in English. Is. Us. Strong slash is slash weak slash is slash 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 UK. Strong slash is slash weak slash is slash slash slash. Has slash a slash it form of be. Simply from Shakespeare, to be or not be, that is the question. Now everyone reading may have a humorous tone to what you heard. But in that it is a lesson here, it is most serious you understand dash I don't have to struggle of much to get to understand language dash. I struggle no more because you realize I do actually know what the fuck I am talking about, I actually do and can identify the intent of what passes into the reasoning why bullshit is said, and not I was given an association of respectful address. Stop fighting me, I am now done needing to define what is true, now I can start accusing you, competently knowing you are wrong. And you are defenseless to really win because I know what the fuck I do with the intent of peace. All roads of peace are intentionally blocked irrationally. Deal with it for fucking change, yeah? Dear reader right here and now. What exactly does that refer to and mean for this immediate day to you? Consider yourself served to obligate you the need to do your jobs right or else if you are not doing your job according to the role to which you're holding on to a fraud of function, and your inner circles get wind of what we are unrationally living in this country, has great barriers that you are observed to abusing the powers of office you claim in name only but not action observed, you all know WHO is WHO and what is what and why we are stuck. Nothing I say here is going over the heads of persons WHO are completely oblivious to this. They have vetted almost all of the job force involved to be able to control this and the massive infection of hate-based running operations. It is not standing to me invisible for sure. The way out is to shoot first and ask questions later dash when indeed those questions are given the evidential answer but could not be enforced by law enforcement dash so acting in best moral law-binding truth. The only answer is to declare war internally and shoot first and ask questions later with confidence that whoever does this courageously and valor are heroes of a struggle that should not exist in this democracy in the first place. Shoot first to those you know would be dangerous to confront with any attempt at a peaceful arrest. For treason dash we are talking about. Treason. James Driscoll 03/23/2022 Arkanga. Ultimate Medical Practice Inc. 03/26/2022. Via fax, we have an issue to clarify. I am playing no games. This clause that you have placed into this email, dash is having consent modified dash I have that right. image.gif. This email and any attachments may contain confidential information, including protected health information, and is meant to be viewed solely by the intended recipient. If you are not the intended recipient, any use or disclosure of this information is strictly prohibited. You are requested to delete this email and any attachments and notify the sender immediately. I am addressing something dash, and whether or not honesty is your best policy, dash. And prevaricating an issue I dash whatever that might be dash seems to be the calculated risk that you all attempt to instill against change. Every single human being involved here is being challenged they can maintain their professionalism. For me to be able to confront the truth of this, 81st attempt, rather than 10th attempt, the phrase, the buck stops here, applies. You have not been given the full scope of the collective reasoning why I know what I know. This goes to my scope and focuses here. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I say so. I do not lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. I have had an information technology network since 2005 dash a rather unique identity to my claim here. I own an intellectual property of one of the most unique cyber dash identities to ever exist on the planet Earth for PC building. First registered in 2005. It has never been a part of the dark or deep web, as they call it. Except for a few options of holding, most all of the content is open, non-secured access, and open for anyone to question its validity of matching onto individual persons named on the site as far as a true-life journal space that I have full and complete personal control over the method I choose to store and reference that store of data onto our information society. First consent modification, I have no privacy as far as medical privacy, long factors which show exposures to things should be held out of reference to the public, were, by non-compliance, to such privacy. So, therefore, as a class of people dealing with the highly stigmatized disease HIV and how that applied to HIV-specific housing, without the ability to control the information about the apartment complex I was living, the need to attempt to conceal such things from persons who could associate by address to HIV, dash I attempted unsuccessfully to address this in Oakland. Please save your attempt to debunk what I know. Because what I know, I know. What I don't know, I say so. I was a resident at Ellen Temple Manor in Oakland, California, dash 7607 International Boulevard number 308. The manager lived in at number 311. Web link document URL, https://www.beanverified.com/po/james-driscoll/ca/. James M. Driscoll Pipe, Oakland, California. Age, 56. Phone number, 510-562-0703, 510-232-2092, 909-882-8759. Addresses, 7607 International Boulevard at 308, Oakland, California. 1005 North Washington St. at 112, Denver, CO. 6208 Cypress Avenue at 4, El Cerrito, California. Email, at gmail.com, at aol.com, at comcast.net, at post.com, at yahoo.com. Previous locations, San Marcos, California. San Bernardino, California. San Leandro, California. Work email at lancet.com, at realuphuman.net, at bikenet.com. We both lived on the top floor. I am not sure exactly the dates here, I am not even sure that it matters as of this day, only to say, don't fuck with me alright. I became aware of some kind of official reporting record of an apartment on the fourth floor. The record to which created an address unit on the fourth floor. Out of a sequence that now time frame is invalid addresses at the moment they are entered into any information networks, are easily checked for their validity. In fact, many sites actually give you the option to make the more specific suggestion of the information integrity field. When such integrity checks are given what is now a more easily verified access standard. This is how I state its relative misidentification, goes to intent and consent. Something wicked this way comes, dash a story by Ray Bradbury. Something wicked this way done, dash James Driscoll. If you know the story, in the 1800s dash a train town dash a town on the train tracks, a circus comes to entertain. The satanic forces are to lure the children into evil as the adults are completely unaware of that disturbance. The moral to the story, well I will leave that off, you can find it for yourself. What has happened to me in all of this mess, is not lost to the observances I hold. Got it. Mentioned below is Sharon of Prospect Medical Groupage number. Not a single person here has my consent to not become involved in what must be done in my case. Someone somewhere somehow must step forward. The buck stops here. I had to once again deal with Cindy, a case manager. She is not going to be my case manager. Already showing, she has a hidden agenda to not respect me and my patients' needs. If this is her, I don't have her last name. She knows the exact history that I have complained about. Weblink document URL, https://www.linkedin, number one professional social media platform. com/in/cindy-villarreal-97a6b6161. Image.gif. Cindy Villarreal. Contract coordinator at Prospect Medical Systems. Los Angeles Metropolitan Area 23 Connections. Dash. If that is who called me, she is not a case manager. Mentioned below, I want a person WHO has a license and NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The keyword here is perversely being exploited. A counterfix to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at-reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. Number assigned to my need to audit my medical records, inexcusable. I take people at their word for the most part. Background checks and all the various things to be put into perspective are over the top here. This matter is exposed, that is self-evident, how you all treat me now. 81st attempt, or 10th attempt is not lost on me, unprofessional. This is to a cover-up of a conspiracy, provable, try me. We must build a coalition of concern here for the truth. Speak the truth, no matter how dark and ugly such truth is. It is the truth. I was banned on LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. For reason unjust attempt to resolve this matter without complete confidence in what I know to. Have the confidence divine, to a moral agency, to act, and for anyone acting odd, very odd of their professionalism, shows their guilty in silence by their omission to conduct themselves accordingly and a need to concealment and need to get far away from me, treating me as an enemy not deserving medical care or any other services properly. You might not completely understand what confidence divine refers to. Dash here is the overview of what I mean. Weblink document URL, http://www.imtime.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com/.com the Lord, and heathens all beside. The temple of the Lord are these, the only church and true, who live in pomp, and wealth, and ease, and Jesus never knew. The temple of the Lord, they pull thy living temples down, and cast out every gracious soul. The trembles of thy frown, the church, they from their pale expel. Whom thou hast here forgiven, and all the synagogue of hell, are the sole heirs of heaven. O wouldest thou, Lord, reveal their sins, and turn their joy to grief? The world, the Christian world convince, of damning unbelief, the formalists confound, convert, and to thy people join, and break, and fill the broken heart, with confidence divine. This is the exact reference to what I mean. Weblink document URL, https://www.stleekirch.orgs/content/upload/2021/04/church-of-saint-leo-that-great_03_13113113-april11, 2021 underscore template.pdf. Feast of Divine Mercy April 11 3 p.m. If you were born well before the year 2000, you know the Feast of Divine Mercy has not always been celebrated in the Church. In the early 1900s, a young Polish nun began receiving private revelations. Jesus appeared to her during her times of prayer, speaking a message of mercy and love for the world. She received a set of prayer-the Divine Mercy chaplet, and the request to have a feast day established to remind the Church of the mercy of God. Saint Faustina died in 1938, on the cusp of war and in the midst of one of the most violent centuries in the history of the world. Her story and her diaries began circulating in Poland and beyond. It quickly became apparent that this was a holy young womb, and the cause for her canonization opened. In the year 2000, she was canonized by the first-ever Polish Pope, Saint John Paul II. On her canonization day, he established the second Sunday of Easter's Divine Mercy Sunday, a perennial invitation to the Christian world to face, with confidence, divine benevolence, the difficulties and trials that mankind will experience in the years to come. LP Sharon referenced in my first submission to this resolve, seems to have been lost upon the response. The solution is to address the entire text, not to shortcut what is apparent. I made my point to an action, pretty quick. Trust. How I do trust. This is it. Shit. This is it. This ends now. This shit ends now. Her LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. Profile, I can't use LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. In the process, I have already demanded that my account be restored, which has one more gun onto deaf minds and deaf ears. Sharon Bird on LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. Weblink document URL, https://www.linkedin, number one professional social media platform. com/in/Aaron-Bird-923,281,160. Image.gif. Image.gif. Sharon Bird. Nurse case manager at Prospect Medical Systems. Irvine, California, United States 55 connections. Image.gif. Prospect Medical Systems. Experience. Image.gif. Nurse case manager. Prospect Medical Systems. November 2016 present 5 years 6 months. Prevaricate. Verb. Pre-middle.var-middle.kate-pi-backslash-pry-ver-schwa-underscore-cat-va-r-schwa-backslash. Prevaricated. Prevaricating. Definition of prevaricate. Intransitive verb. To deviate from the truth, equivocate. Constantly, that is her need to be abusive to a conversation with me, as unprofessional from the beginning. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I say so. It is a continued insult on top of insult to deal with people doing this in conversation. Amazing, it is so smooth and easy for them to get away with it. Absolutely no more of that stupid shit coming at me from so-called professional sources. Can we agree that we need to do something right for a change? What happened today? Cindy, previously representing as a case manager, called apparently in view of Sharon's forward of my request. She is not a case manager. Image.gif. Prospect Medical Systems. Experience. Image.gif. Prospect Medical Systems. 1 year 2 months. Contract coordinator. February 2022-present 3 months. Provider information coordinator. March 2021-FEP 20221 year. We have an issue to clarify about process here on the patient portal. I have no need for medical health privacy until this can be properly reconciled. Everything I do has its ability and my work product shows, I do what I say I do. A public digital presence, valid in our information society to have transferred onto related links of a person's individual background check report. As such, in 2005, there was a need to be placing the record, something wicked this way comes into view - I know have the evidence that is beyond a reasonable doubt. Something wicked this way done, this is the end game of what is a wicked problem that can be fixed, with a bit of moral relativism taken out of its view. I hold the belief that truth can be absolute, moral truth can be defined, and moral agency and moral responsibility can be placed into a computing model. The question is, can computers be moral agents? Please save yourself, don't reply with something stupid, as a defense of something now indefensible. Weblink document URL, https://plato.stanford.edu/entry/computing-responsibility/. Computing and moral responsibility. First published Wednesday, July 18, 2012. Substantive revision Friday, February 16, 2018. Traditionally, philosophical discussions on moral responsibility have focused on the human components in moral action. Accounts of how to ascribe moral responsibility usually describe human agents performing actions that have well-defined, direct consequences. In today's increasingly technological society, however, human activity cannot be properly understood without making reference to technological artifacts, which complicates the ascription of moral responsibility. Jonas 1984, Welbers 2009. 1. As we interact with and through these artifacts, they affect the decisions that we make and how we make them. Lecture 1992. They persuade, facilitate and enable particular human cognitive processes, actions or attitudes, while constraining, discouraging and inhibiting others. For instance, internet search engines prioritize and present information in a particular order, thereby influencing what internet users get to see. As Verbeek points out, such technological artifacts are active mediators that actively code-shape people's being in the world, their perception and actions, experience and existence, 2006, page number 364. As active mediators, they change the character of human action, and as a result it challenges conventional notions of moral responsibility. Jonas 1984, Johnson 2001. Computing presents a particular case for understanding the role of technology in moral responsibility. As these technologies become a more integral part of daily activities, automate more decision-making processes, and continue to transform the way people communicate and relate to each other, they further complicate the already problematic tasks of attributing moral responsibility. The growing pervasiveness of computer technologies in everyday life, the growing complexities of these technologies, and the new possibilities that they provide raise new kinds of questions. Who is responsible for the information published on the internet? Who is responsible when a self-driving vehicle causes an accident? Who is accountable when electronic records are lost or when they contain errors? To what extent and for what period of time are developers of computer technologies accountable for untoward consequences of their products? And as computer technologies become more complex and behave increasingly autonomous, can or should humans still be held responsible for the behavior of these technologies? This entry will first look at the challenges that computing poses to conventional notions of moral responsibility. The discussion will then review two different ways in which various authors have addressed these challenges, one, by reconsidering the idea of moral agency, and two, by rethinking the concept of moral responsibility itself. 1. Challenges to moral responsibility. 1.1 Causal contribution. 1.2 Considering the consequences. 1.3 Free to act. 2. Can computers be moral agents? 2.1 Computers as morally responsible agents. 2.2 Creating autonomous moral agents. 2.3 Expanding the concept of moral agency. 3. Rethinking the concept of moral responsibility. 3.1 Assigning responsibility. 3.2 Responsibilities practice. 4. Conclusion. Bibliography. Mailtrack Center notified by Mailtrack 04/02/22, 1:29:35 a.m.